Nolte, actor Gino Seegers apologizes after being fired from Broadway show for opposing boys and girls sports. By John Nolte on August 4, 2026. Actor Gino Seegers has been blacklisted and fired from the Broadway show Hadestown over his perfectly reasonable belief that men should not be allowed to participate in women's sports. Seegers' comments are no longer available online. And the corrupt media are, as one expects from the corrupt media, primarily reporting the comments as anti-trans. So even though I'm overpaid to spew my opinion, I still believe in what should be one of the highest journalistic principles, which is context, and here's what I found out about Seegers' comments through AI. A video, published on YouTube by Seegers, titled, "Trans Fairness? No More Trans?" And he, I mean she, broke the record. I'm not against anyone living out their lives the way they want. But I am against their rights superseding the rights of other people. That's a little bit foul. If you ask me what my preferred pronouns are and it's not obvious to you that I'm a he slash him, that I'm good with he slash him, surely you don't need any help. I'm not wearing a dress. I don't see transgender people becoming oppressed or being oppressed, life is unfair. There's no gay baiting there. No transphobia. If you're a normal person, not a single word of that is even a little bit controversial. The only crazy thing about what Seegers said is that it has to be said at all. Science, biology, facts, and decency completely undermine the demonic trans agenda. So the left has gone insane by turning this trans lunacy into a religion. Seegers is also a former athlete, so he knows of what he speaks when it comes to the brutal unfairness of allowing males to compete against females in sports. The result. Naked blacklisting over the most American and normal of political opinions, which is live and let live. Everything Seegers noted above is fair, compassionate, common sense, and moral. And they fired him over it. And now, sadly, they have also broken Gino Seegers. Here he is groveling out an apology that would embarrass a gerbil. I wish to extend my most sincere apologies to everyone impacted by my words. While I never intended to inflict harm, I recognize that the impact of my statements is what matters most. I am fully committed to listening, educating myself, and elevating my standards. I will work tirelessly to earn the opportunity to make things right. That's only part of the apology, but that's enough to make me believe his new pronouns are 14-year-old/girl. Remember, back in the 1950s, it was not the government blacklisting actors, writers, and directors accused of communist sympathies. Rather, it was their fellow actors, producers, and directors, it was their studio employers. The blacklisting was done by individuals and the owners of private corporations who did not want to associate with commies. The government had nothing to do with it. Therefore, there is no moral difference between the communist witch hunts of the 1950s and what the people behind Hadestown just did. But we're supposed to be horrified and aghast at the 1950s Hollywood blacklist and cheer Hadestown doing the same. Do you now, or have you ever opposed mentally ill men competing in female sports?